Today on Ask a Teacher, we answer a question from Yahia in Yemen. He writes, could you explain what are the differences between hi, dear sir, hello, greetings, and other greetings? Thank you. Dear Yahia, to answer your question, I need more information. Are you writing a business letter or an email? Also, how well do you know the person you are writing to? Let us look at a few possible situations. When writing to someone you do not know, you usually begin a letter with dear and the title of the person and their surname or family name. Imagine you are writing a letter to congratulate Corey Goff, the young woman who defeated Venus Williams at Wimbledon on Monday. If you did not know the American teenager, you would start the letter this way.
Dear Miss Goff, I am writing to congratulate you on your amazing victory at Wimbledon.
You may have seen business letters that start with Dear Sir or Dear Sir or Madam. But those words are used when you do not know the name of the person who will receive the letter. It is always better to begin with the name of the person you are writing to. Use the term Ms. for females and Mr. for males before the surname. If you do not know whether the person is a male or female, you can use their full name. Dear Corey Goff. Punctuation is a little different. In business letters, you should use a colon after the greeting. In a personal letter, add a comma after the greeting. Now imagine you are a family friend of Corey Goff. In that case, you can begin your letter less formally and use her given name.
Dear Corey, I was so happy to see you on television Monday. You were awesome.
You might even use the tennis player's nickname, which is Coco.
Dear Coco.
In emails and text messages, it is also common to see the greeting hi or hello. These are fine if you know the person well and have been in contact with them recently. The word greetings sounds like the opening of a form letter or a mass mailing, so you should not use it in a letter to just one person. To close a business letter, you can use sincerely followed by your name. Use your full name for someone you do not know and your given name for someone you do know. To close a friendly letter, you can use yours or best wishes followed by your given name. And that's Ask a Teacher. I'm Alice Bryant.
And I'm Jill Robbins.